Daily Rest, Thursday, April 4th, 2024. This week's devotions focus on Easter questions. Today's question comes from Luke chapter 24, verse 17. What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Hope to hearts that are disappointed. On Easter evening, as two distraught, confused, extremely sad disciples traveled from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a stranger joined them. The stranger heard their words and saw their animated discussion and sad faces. So this stranger asked them what they were talking about with such a sad countenance. They were talking about the events of the last few days. They explained how Jesus, a prophet mighty in deed and word, was condemned and crucified. They ended with these despairing words, "But we were hoping that it was He who was going to redeem Israel." Jesus removed their fears, doubts, sadness, and confusion. He used the Old Testament to show them that the suffering and death of Jesus was God's plan to save mankind. Their hearts burned within them with confident zeal, faith, love, devotion, courage, and dedication. They ran back that evening to Jerusalem to tell the disciples how they had seen the Lord. They had received comfort and joy for their grieving hearts. We too are saddened and oftentimes confused by the pressures of daily life, broken relationships, the pain of death and loss of loved ones, the anxiety of sickness, the emptiness of a life that appears to be meaningless, the fear and uncertainty of the future, the guilt of sins committed, monetary problems, our workload and job commitments, and a multitude of other problems in life. The good news is that our Savior comes up beside us in His Word and speaks to us. Through His glorious gospel, Jesus renews our hope, gives us the Spirit's understanding, and showers us with the comfort and joy of His resurrection. In despondent, bewildering, confused, and distress-filled, sorrowing days, He is there with His promise of forgiveness, peace, and eternal life, and shows us how it applies to each one of us. Dear Savior, abide with us. Speak to us with the joyous and powerful message of Your death and resurrection. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.